Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
In these short times in God's Word, we're going through the Beatitudes. And now we come to the fifth Beatitude, which is found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, which records Jesus as saying this: "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." As you read this, you may be aware of many needs in your life. Perhaps you believe there are many ways that God can supply your need. Yet no matter who you are, and no matter what your other needs are, everyone listening to me now needs at least one thing from God: mercy. In this remarkable line from the Beatitudes, from the larger context of Jesus' great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told us how we can receive mercy from God. Several times in his earthly ministry, Jesus answered the cry, "Have mercy on me." And when we ask God for mercy, he will give it. But it is important that we understand that mercy is never deserved. Sometimes we think, "God, just give me what I deserve." Perhaps we privately think that God has something good for us that we deserve, yet he doesn't give it to us because he's stingy or mean. But that is never the case. God is never less than fair with anyone, yet he fully reserves the right to be more than fair with individuals as he chooses. We're in a dangerous place when we regard God's mercy towards us as our right. If God is obliged to show mercy, then it's not mercy. It's obligation. No one is ever unfair for not giving mercy. But the Bible doesn't only speak of the mercy that we need from God. It also speaks of the mercy that we need to show to one another. Mercy from person to person is commanded in the text right before us. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Since God has given us his mercy, we need to show mercy to others. When this beatitude addresses those who will show mercy, it speaks to those who have already received mercy. It is mercy to be emptied of your pride and brought to poverty of spirit, as the first beatitude describes. It's mercy to be brought to mourning over your spiritual condition. It's mercy to receive the grace of meekness and to become gentle. It's mercy to be made hungry and thirsty after righteousness. Therefore, this one is expected to show mercy. This one is expected to be the one who has already received mercy. So the merciful one will show mercy to those who are weaker and poorer. The merciful one will always look for those who weep and mourn. The merciful one will be forgiving to others and always looking to restore broken relationships. The merciful one will be merciful to the character of other people and choose to think the best of them whenever possible. The merciful one will not expect too much from other people. The merciful one will be compassionate to those who are outwardly sinful. And the merciful one will have a care for the souls of all people. Now, don't miss the promise in this beatitude. It says right here, "For they shall obtain mercy." If you want mercy from others, especially God, then you should take care to be merciful to others. Some people wonder why God showed such remarkable mercy to King David, especially in the terrible ways in which David sinned. One reason God gave him such mercy was that David was notably merciful to King Saul, and on several occasions, he was kind to a very unworthy Saul. In David, the merciful obtained mercy. Now, there's always a good argument against showing mercy to someone else. They don't deserve it. Well, this is obvious. If they deserved it, it wouldn't be mercy. But there is a better argument for showing mercy, since God has given us His mercy, and we want to keep receiving it, so we should show mercy to others. When we judge others, we should always judge with mercy, like it says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. In fact, the ancient rabbis taught that God had two measures that He judged people by, one measure of justice and another measure of mercy. Which measure do you wish to be judged by? There's an old story about a woman who came to the French general and emperor Napoleon. She was pleading for the life of her son. Her son was about to be executed for desertion from the army. She begged for mercy, and Napoleon answered, "Madam, your son deserves to die." She answered, "Yes, but I am asking for mercy, not for justice." We can both receive mercy from God and give mercy to others. Look for somebody to show mercy to today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.